This is KNKX. The Seattle Storm begin their 2021 season Saturday at noon at the Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. They're playing the Las Vegas Aces, the team they beat in the finals last year to win their fourth WNBA championship. We learn more about the Storm's season from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, for defending champions, the Storm sure made a lot of off-season moves. Have you been able to keep up with all of them?
Barely. It's a lot of churn. I mean, this happens. It's pro sports. We'll start with the departures here. They lost Alicia Clark in free agency to the Washington Mystics. And unfortunately for her, she was injured playing ball in Europe this offseason and will miss the entire WNBA season. Also gone by trade are Natasha Howard and former University of Washington star Sammy Whitcomb. And they also had two retirements, Crystal Langhorne and Morgan Tuck.
There's also some good news in there as well, right?
Right. They've traded for three quality NBA veterans that are going to be pretty good. Kiki Harrigan, Katie Lou Samuelson, and Kennedy Burke. And they also added in free agency the most intriguing newcomer, Candace Dupree, who's 36, but a seven-time NBA All-Star. And I think if she meshes well with the returning veterans, there's going to be a real seamless transition. Also in the good news category is that their head coach is back, Dan Hughes. He sat out the 2020 season in the bubble in Florida because of COVID-19 restrictions following his successful cancer surgery. And the best news for fans is at least the Storm are back in the home area. They're not playing in an empty gym in Florida. They'll have limited fans because of COVID-19 restrictions, but at least the champs are back in their home area. It's not going to be in Climate Pledge Arena yet because it isn't finished, so they're going to play a third season away, but after that, it's back to the Seattle Center.
You were mentioning Candace Dupree, and I was very excited when I heard the news of her acquisition. And you think she'll meld pretty well with veterans like Sue Bird, Jewel Lloyd, and Breanna Stewart?
Well, those are the three holdovers that are really going to make the difference. They also are bringing back point guard Jordan Canada. But I think Dupree is a savvy veteran of three other teams. I think she's going to work well with the group. The Storm are also missing two key reserves from last year's team. Guard Epiphany Prince and center Mercedes Russell were involved in the EuroLeague championship until Tuesday and will not be available for Saturday's game, but they will be back for the season. But I do think the acquisition of Dupree is the key to another successful season by the Storm.
And speaking of those players not able to get back in time, Breanna Stewart just got back this week, and she had quite an off-season Art, including a rare signature shoe deal.
Yeah, this was a big deal because the WNBA hasn't had a player get a signature shoe deal since 2010 when Candace Parker did it. It's with the athletic apparel maker Puma. Only great WNBA stars previously, like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Diana Taurasi, Rebecca Lobo, and Parker were deemed worthy by an athletic footwear supplier for a signature shoe. So that's going to be developing over the next 12 to 18 months. It's going to be her design, her signature, and her profile on this. And really, it's quite an achievement for any WNBA player. And that happened after she won two championships with her Russian team in the EuroLeague in the offseason. So Breanna Stewart is on a roll, and I think Storm fans hope she can carry the Storm once again this season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.